Now to the federal government's latest national security announcement. The Justice Minister, Michael Keenan, is to be appointed as the country's first Minister for Counter-Terrorism, overseeing the work of a new counter-terrorism coordinator. But as parliamentarians gather in Canberra for the first sitting since the budget, the Labor Party is trying to keep the focus on government payments to families. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
Parliament has begun on a bipartisan note.
Today's decision will ensure that all the Australians who died in the Vietnam War receive equal treatment. It is a policy worthy of a country that honours all who wear our uniform and who serve in our name.
The Prime Minister announcing the Commonwealth will fund the repatriation of the bodies of 25 Australians killed in the Vietnam War and lying in graves in Malaysia and Singapore. The opposition leader joined him, paying tribute to the families there for the announcement.
People who, when they close their eyes, they can still see the face of the one they loved. A cheeky wink across the dinner table at a secret joke. A crooked smile, or perhaps just an infectious laugh. Today is for all of you and the memories that you cherish.
Next up is the announcement of a new counter-terrorism coordinator to lead a new office within the Prime Minister's department. The government is appointing a former ambassador to Iran and Indonesia, Greg Moriarty, to the role. He'll report to the new counter-terrorism minister, Michael Keenan, confirmed by the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop.
Michael Keenan is to be the minister assisting the Prime Minister on counter-terrorism. Again, there are many different departments, many different agencies, and we want to ensure that there's a completely coordinated approach and that nothing slips through the cracks.
Around 250 Australians are thought to be fighting with or supporting the terrorist group IS or Daesh. The government has been considering ways to strip those who go overseas to fight of their Australian citizenship, with legislation expected soon.
It's a very significant issue to take away citizenship, and we don't do these things lightly. But we're taking advice from our intelligence, security and law enforcement agencies. The number of Australians seeking to go overseas is not declining, so we have to take every step we can to keep Australians safe here at home and also prevent them taking part in a bloody conflict overseas.
Dual citizens and second-generation migrants who are eligible for citizenship elsewhere could lose their Australian passports so that foreign fighters are not left stateless. The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, says the government has been looking carefully at legislation in the UK, where 27 people who are dual nationals have lost their British citizenship since 2006.
And if you are going around in Australia's name as an Australian citizen, killing, raping, pillaging people in Syria, if your intent is to cause harm back here in Australia, to detonate a bomb, to cut off somebody's head, if that is your intent, you don't deserve to be an Australian citizen.
Labor is keen to keep the spotlight on the budget and cuts the government wants to make to welfare benefits paid to families. It's released modelling from NATSEM that shows the lowest income families will bear the brunt of the cuts, with the poorest 20% of households with children losing up to 7% of their disposable income in 3 years' time. The opposition's family spokeswoman, Jenny Macklin.
These are massive cuts to families, cuts to family tax benefits, cuts to the school kids bonus, cuts that are going to hurt the capacity of families to look after their children. They are grossly unfair. And finally, Tony Abbott has been found out.
The Social Services Minister, Scott Morrison, has dismissed the new economic modelling. He says Labor is not taking into account that more generous spending on childcare, targeted at low and middle income families, will make more parents less reliant on welfare.
What it doesn't take into account is the investments that this government is making in this budget to create jobs. The best form of welfare is a job.
And that's the Minister, Scott Morrison, ending that report from Peter Donald.